guests and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
You know, make that announcement every show, and I keep telling the booth announcer guy that I have no opinions. So I don't know what he's talking about. Anyway, hi again, everybody, and welcome back aboard our local hour here on my favorite two radio stations. Well, qualify that. My favorite two AM radio stations in the entire nation, of course, 1450 AM KBFI in beautiful Bonner's Ferry, 1400 AM KSBT in somewhat snowy Sandpoint. You know, yesterday they were saying that the snow might not reach this far north, and it looked like it was hitting the Palouse pretty hard today. But it's here, and now it's looking like it's going to snow all day into probably 4 or 5 o'clock this afternoon. It's not accumulating too much, but it is snow, and more snow over the weekend. Anyway, before we get there, this is Thursday. We're in North Idaho, so I call this North Idaho Thursday. I'm Bob Witte, by the way. We've got another good show for you today. First up, we'll have our usual Bonner General Health segment. This time around, we'll welcome in Sandy Frank. She's a certified diabetes care and education specialist and clinical dietitian at BGH. We'll be talking about health and wellness for the new year, because believe it or not, it's almost here. Can't believe it. And in our second segment, we'll welcome back in Mark Watson and Becky Revac from ComTech Inc. They were here a few weeks ago telling us about their ongoing short film series featuring many of the individuals at Panhandle Special Needs. If you remember that show, very interesting project they have going on. And they're bringing along Trinity Nicholson today, the DDA director at PSNI, which is Panhandle Special Needs Inc. That's what it stands for. PSNI. And in our final segment, we'll meet Brietta Leader. She's helping put together this Saturday's Winter Solstice Full Moon Gathering at the Granary District, which is where Matchwood and Evans Brothers is. And our producer wanted to know if there's dancing. And yes, there's outdoor dancing at this event on Saturday. So we'll find out all about that, how that's going to plan on that working. What is going on? Well, it's the 12 days of Christmas started last Monday, and for you longtime locals, know that at Finnan McDonald Clothing Company, downtown Sandpoint, for 30 years of that I know of, or more, they've done the 12 days of Christmas sale, where each day they have a different special. Well, today is Thursday, and all men's and women's pajamas, robes, and underwear is 25% off. I'm not sure I'm supposed to say underwear 25% off. That sounds pretty risque, but 25% off. In fact, they have a different item every day. Tomorrow is luggage and wallets, 25% off. Monday is hats and gloves. Tuesday is women's skirts. Wednesday is all base layers, socks and tights. Thursday is jewelry. And next Friday, Christmas Eve, you can choose any one item and get 25% off at Finnan McDonald's. That's pretty cool. Speaking of cool, free Christmas dinner is being sponsored by the Bonner Gospel Mission on a week from Saturday, which is Christmas Day, from noon until 3 at the Pondere Events Center, which is upstairs of Selkirk Glass and Cabinet, you know, behind Sandpoint Furniture. Turkey and ham dinner with all the fixings. It's absolutely free. No one's going to make you do anything to earn your dinner. You don't have to prove it. You don't have any money or whatever, just show up and eat. So that is on a week from Saturday, Christmas Day, by the Bonner Gospel Mission people. So that's pretty cool that they're doing that. What else is going on? The Bonner County Historical Society today is having a holiday open house, wine and cedar. Yeah, you can enjoy while you browse children books written by local authors and stuff like that. It's the Bonner County History Museum going on today from 3:30 until 5 o'clock. Tomorrow, Winery has live music with, Ricky would enjoy this, Bright Moments Jazz from 5 until 8. Also tomorrow, there's a Christmas sing-along at the Sandpoint Church of God. There's refreshments afterwards. That's going on at 6 o'clock tomorrow. Also tomorrow is Ladies Holiday Paint Night at Grace and Joy Clothing Company, downtown Sandpoint. And at the Panda Theater tomorrow is the North Idaho Philharmonia. It's their inaugural performance. And you can go to panda.org to find out more about that, because that's about all I know about that. Let's see. Saturday is the Winter Solstice Party, music, and more. We'll find out more about that as our third guest comes along in about a half an hour or so. The Living Nativity Drive-Thru is happening this weekend. And that is at Christ Our Redeemer Lutheran Church on Pine Street. I believe that's across the street from the YMCA. So you want to check that out from 5 to 7. Oh, yeah, 1900 Pine Street. Vehicles line up on the southbound on Lincoln Avenue. And then you're ushered to drive through the nativity scenes. Great thing for kids and such. Idaho Poor Authority on Saturday. Beargrass will be playing. Also, the Storytelling Company makes a Christmas storytelling return to DeLuna's on Saturday, and you can go to DeLuna's on Facebook and find out more about that. And it's by reservation only, so you can call them 263-0846, 263-0846. Hope Marketplace is happening this Saturday and Sunday, and Cedar Hills Church on Sunday is having a jingle jam at 4 o'clock with Christmas stories, games, and fun for the entire family. So all that stuff is going on. Oh, I want to tell you, at the Planet of the Nightmare Before Christmas is happening on December 22nd and 23rd. And for all events that are happening at the Panada, anytime you go to panada.org and check it out. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we are going to be talking to Sandy Frank from Bonner General Health. So stick around.
Let thick and thin beams of Bonner's Ferry, your hometown sawmill, help you. Spruce up your home with new flooring, a decorative mantel, or desktop, or beams up to 44 feet long. Just about anything you can dream up, the guys at TNT can help design. For all your wood product needs, it's thick and thin lumber, fast, reliable service, and competitive pricing. See the mill at 4355 Cow Creek Road, or check out their website at tntbeams.com.
Happy holidays from your friends at Super One Foods in Sandpoint. Stop by for all your holiday needs, or save time and shop online. Then set the time to pick up your items at the store in one of the reserved parking spaces, or you can have them delivered right to your home. Go to superone.net to see just how easy it is. Looking for a great job? Sandpoint Super One is now hiring. Some positions start at $18 an hour. Sandpoint Super One.
Bi-Mart's latest savings book is out this week in our members' mailboxes. Packed full of store-wide savings for all your last-second Christmas planning needs. There's 16 pages of savings with great giving ideas in electronics, clothing, hardware, and more. Plus, don't forget all the perfect snacks for your holiday gatherings and baking essentials for your holiday baking. Save more in our latest savings book this Christmas, in-store or online. Bi-Mart has you covered. Employee-owned. Real value every day.
As this year draws to an end, most of us are looking ahead to better days. And Super One Foods wants to make sure your holidays are filled with all the magic and wonder you normally expect. We may not be hosting those big gatherings of family and friends, but we still want to enjoy our closest connections. And good food is always part of the equation. Stock up now and break out your favorite recipes to make meals to be savored, or gifts of homemade treats. Whether it's pumpkin pie or a juicy turkey with stuffing, Super One Foods is ready to help you make this a season to remember. From the best selection of fresh produce to quality cuts of meat or everything you need to make a big batch of your favorite holiday goodies, at Super One Foods, we believe there's no room to compromise by giving you highest quality products at the best possible prices every day. Experience the difference at Super One Foods. And happy holidays from our family to yours.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before You dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Listen live anytime, anywhere with our new website, NorthIdahoRadio.com.
All right, we are back. It's our Bonner General Health segment for this week. Sandy Frank is our guest today. She is the Certified Diabetes Care and Education Specialist and Clinical Dietitian at BGH. Sandy, how are you?
Great.
Thanks for coming over here on such a busy day for you.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's great to have you. And that is a long title. When you meet somebody and they say, "So what do you do at Bonner General?" Do you have to read off that entire sentence?
I don't. I work with inpatients, assess their needs, and educate. Work with a multidisciplinary team, and I also see outpatients. So whether you're needing to be seen for diabetes, weight management, cardiometabolic conditions, I individualize what I do for the person.
And how long have you been with Bonner General?
Since April.
You're brand new.
I am.
Are you from this area, though?
No, I was one of the ones you were talking about, hoping they would have a hard winter.
Yeah, I was telling her during the break, I hope we have a hard winter so people who are new to town can see what it's really like around here. I just assumed you had been here a long time, so I apologize. And you're not one of the people I was referring to.
Okay.
So how do you like Sandpoint so far?
I love it.
Oh, good. I do. Good. It's great to have you here. And how's your experience been at Bonner General? I know it's a weird time. Like Kristen Carlson, I've known since, you know, she worked at the Chamber of Commerce, then she took on the job with media department at Bonner General right when the pandemic hit. I thought, what a time to join the hospital. What's your experience been like?
And I've really enjoyed it. I've worked at a critical access hospital and a larger hospital. So this is merging both. I mm-hmm. love the small town feel and hospital. And it's got a great team.
Good. So do people come to you and get, you know, diet coaching? Like if they're not a healthy person and they want to improve their diets, is that part of what you do?
It is. I need a physician referral to
okay.
do that.
And what do you usually find, that they're just not eating the right things or a mixture of different health concerns, or what's the normal thing?
It's often a mixture. We've got health conditions, so that's what would bring them in. And often we're not eating mindfully, so mm-hmm. we're not maybe eating the right amount and type of foods.
Are you finding that people like, say, my age don't eat enough, you know, fruits and vegetables, for example? Because I know that I don't.
that is common.
Yeah. So what do you tell them? Does it cut out the fatty meats and eat more broccoli? Or?
And first I start where they are, and then we incrementally, you know, work on eating healthy and talk about what's realistic for them, where they're at, what their goals are.
Mm-hmm. So we're heading into a new year in just a couple of weeks here. What is your advice for people to focus on their health and just well-being heading into a new year? Most people, you know, they have New Year's resolutions, whether that's real or not, but this is the time of year when you're kind of analyze your life a little bit, that, well, I ought to quit smoking or whatever it is that you want to give up.
And now is a great time, and ask ourselves, why do we want to do things?
Mm-hmm.
And it may take several whys to get to the root cause of that, and set out not try to change the world and everything about what you're eating, your activity, but maybe one or two goals, and I like SMART goals, so we can actually be successful at achieving them.
So, for example, if someone just eats a way too much sugar, for example. They're just addicted to candies and cakes and whatever, donuts and on. Instead of saying, okay, cut out the sugar, 100%. I mean, that's like quitting something else cold turkey, right?
Right.
Do you just do it like gradually or just have a common sense approach?
I do. And our taste buds get used to a certain level of sweetness, so it is going to take some time before you get used to less sugar in this example. So once you've gotten used to it, you go back to what you did have, you'll go, oh my goodness, I can't believe I used to eat, you know, everything so sweet. So incrementally work down. And when I mean SMART goals, be specific. So instead of saying, I'm going to get healthy, how are you going to get healthy? So maybe it's not putting the sugar or the sugar sweetener in your coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And so just one item like that, and measurable, so we know you can actually do that, you know, and attainable. So we don't want to say never have dessert, because that's not going to be...
You're probably going to rebel against
right,
that.
Yeah. And realistic and time-based. So that's what I mean by SMART goals.
That's very good. So you said you had to come and see you, you have to have a doctor's recommendation. What if you don't, but you're interested in improving your health? What do you suggest people do? Is there a website to go to, or how do they get some help?
And I mean, you can ask your doctor for a referral, because I would encourage, you know, working with someone who's got that experience. But having someone who is maybe a friend, family member that is also interested in eating healthier. So maybe they want to increase their vegetables, as you mentioned. And you can work with them, maybe sharing recipes. You can see at lunch, okay, did you bring your vegetable? And just kind of have an accountability partner. That obviously is helpful.
Mm-hmm. And if you just contact your doctor's office, they're probably not going to say, no, I won't recommend you get healthy.
Right, right.
So is there any other aspect of your job that you wanted to tell us about today?
And it's something that I love, because I get to utilize, you know, my interest in nutrition, in medicine, and just overall health. And I think that all of us, it would behoove us to be healthy, especially winter time, COVID time. All of us would be better off if we're healthy going into that. And so take small steps to get there.
Yeah, very well said. And you're right. You know, you get kind of trapped indoors for the next couple of months, and it's much more enjoyable when you're not sick.
Right.
Yeah. Very good. And if you have any questions about what Sandy does, or any of the things that go on at Bonner General Health, they have a great website. I'm looking at Julie Walkington's picture on their website right now, bonnergeneral.org, bonnergeneral.org. And you can there's a wide variety of information there on different clinics and things like that. So check that out. And you'll also want to check out the 14th annual Heart Ball for Bonner General Health, which is, as of last year, became a virtual Heart Ball. This year's event is on Saturday, February the 12th. We'll be talking more about it on the show in the coming month. Join us in raising, or join BGH in raising funds for the time-sensitive emergency imaging. They hear heartfelt testimonials, participate in their auction, and raise the paddle to keep your hometown hospital up to date and serving our community. You can find out more about the event at the aforementioned website, bonnergeneral.org/foundation. Sandy, thanks for joining us, and I'll let you get back to work.
Thank you very much.
All right. We are going to take our second break. When we come back, Becky and Trinity are with us to talk about their short film series they've been producing at the Panhandle Special Needs. And we talked about that a few weeks ago, and we'll talk about it a little bit more right after this.
Here's your chance. You could win one of five sets of season tickets to the 2022 Numerica Credit Union Concert Series at the Gorge.
Tennessee Whiskey.
Visit LiveNation.com/Numerica for details on how you can see Chris Stapleton's All-American Roadshow. Brandi Carlile Beyond the Silent Days Tour. Jack Johnson, and so many others, all part of the 2022 Numerica Credit Union Concert Series at the Gorge. Voted one of the best outdoor venues in America, and Numerica wants you to have season seats. Visit LiveNation.com/Numerica to view all the concerts, enter the giveaway, and get ready to return to live. Where'd all the good people go?
As a member of the Sandpoint business community since 1963, Lighthouse Foods is a proud supporter of Bulldog Sports. Since the beginning, Lighthouse has been committed to investing in and having a positive impact on its employees and the communities in which it operates. Proud to be 100% employee-owned, Lighthouse has been named Best Workplace and Best Innovative Manufacturer in Bonner County. Interested in starting a new career? Go online to lighthousefoods.com for a list of current job openings.
There's no place like home for the holidays, and Selkirk Association of Realtors couldn't agree more. The holidays are a time for family, friends, and community to come together and celebrate the joy of the season. But we also understand that not everyone is fortunate enough to be home for the holidays. So whether you're gathering at Grandma's house or connecting across the world with your loved ones, Selkirk Association of Realtors wishes you and yours a Merry Christmas and a joyous holiday season.
Hi, this is Brett Taylor with Taylor & Sons Chevrolet serving the greater Sandpoint area. It's no secret that Chevrolet and Taylor & Sons have been selling new vehicle inventory as fast as it becomes available. In some instances, these trucks are sold even prior to arrival at the dealership. I don't want to be too optimistic, but when it comes to our most popular Silverado 1500 trucks, I think we're turning a corner. Just in time for year-end business purchases and the holiday shopping season, Taylor & Sons has received an unspoken-for shipment of the most popular Silverado 1500 trucks. For the first time in a while, you have the opportunity to see it, like it, drive it, buy it, all in the same day. Available models include Trail Boss Trim, 6.2-liter V8s, and the staple All-Star Package. These trucks are just in time for Taylor & Sons and Chevrolet holiday promotions with select member rebates, consumer cash rebates, and other offers you may qualify for. Taylor & Sons' selection of new Silverado 1500 trucks are posted live on our website, tschevy.com. There you will find multiple pictures, detailed descriptions, and clear transaction pricing for every vehicle in stock. For guest-focused service, a world-class facility, and value for your money, it's Taylor & Sons Chevrolet.
North Idaho's Radio, 1400, 1450 AM and 97.1 FM.
All right, we are back, and if you regular listeners or irregular listeners heard the show a few weeks ago, we had Becky Rivak and Mark Watson with us and talking about ComTech Inc. and this short film series they've been doing with Panhandle Special Needs, and they have brought along Trinity Nicholson from Panhandle Special Needs to join us today. And Trinity, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Great. And what is your title at Panhandle Special Needs? What do you do there?
I'm the executive director, and so, you know, I run all the different programs that we have. We have a variety of programs at PISNI, and I run the helm, I guess.
So tell us, you know, we talked to Mark and Becky a few weeks ago, and they're telling us about these short films. They're 2-3 minutes long, I think, all of them. And how did that come about, and did they approach you? Did you approach them, or how did this whole thing happen?
Well, I did approach them. I've known Mark and Becky for many, many years. Becky and I played volleyball together back when we could.
Becky plays volleyball? No, I'm just kidding. She coached one of my daughters several
seasons.
Mine
too.
Yeah. Two of your daughters.
Two of my daughters.
Two of my daughters.
So, and we wanted to make a video a long time, you know, many years ago, and it's called our bicycle video, which was a tribute to a cycling team that was raising awareness about people with disabilities. So we made that video, and it was just kind of fun and fantastic, actually. And so I knew what they did and what the quality of their work was. And I wanted to, for a while, in bringing awareness to the community and to the nation, for that matter, issues that people with disabilities face, really wanted to highlight the issues around employment and the challenges that come with people with disabilities in employment.
Mm-hmm.
So we decided to come up with our plan, how to do that. And many of the things I've seen being published and put on social media are a little bit agency-oriented, parent-oriented, what we would call provider, where other people are speaking for the person with the disability. And I had this idea that we could let them speak for themselves and just them, which comes with challenges. But
I was
going to
say, were the actors or employees, whatever, were they willing to do this, or were they terrified, or
both? Willingly terrified. You know, change is not easy for people. You know, for some people with disabilities. So as we're, you know, we kind of knew what we were getting into, that we would have to, you know, have patience and grace, and know that curveballs would be thrown at us, and they were. And these guys were fabulous, and so was their crew, and just allowing our clients the opportunity to speak, even though maybe it took a long time, or you had to be patient in letting that story unfold.
Well, that's a question I had for you two filmmakers. Did it go kind of the way that you expected, or did you didn't know what to expect? And how's it been working with these people?
It's been incredibly rewarding and very humbling, of course, in many ways, like most of the time. But the thing that was most interesting to me is some elements of anxiety showed up relatively soon when we first started working with some of the individuals with a camera in a situation where they're asked to do things a certain way, repeat behaviors. And sometimes it was just really intimidating that there was a camera there for some of the individuals. And, of course, that's true for
anyone. Intimidating for anyone.
Right. And sometimes these elements that anxiety... It tended to show up in a kind of a demonstrable way. You could see that there was some concern or some worry. And that was a great opportunity to say, well, let me just show you what the camera's seeing and show you how it works and kind of bring a few people around and show them the monitor from the camera side and what we were doing. And that tended to alleviate some of that anxiety relatively quickly when I maybe felt like they were more understanding of what the process was or what the product might look like. And then later on, when we sat down to interview them, this was over a period of quite a bit of time before we sat down to interview them, after we documented them for doing different types of jobs and talking about themselves in other ways. When they sat down and talked to us, it was like we were sitting down with friends. And, and it really, I think it was really one of the reasons we got so much good information, good, honest information from a lot of the people.
So most of them, at least the videos I've seen, are the individual talking about, say, their employment history or what they enjoyed doing in their function, their daily lives at Panhandle Special Needs. Are you guys, you don't hear you asking any questions, but are you asking questions and then you're just filming them providing
Mark,
the answer?
Mark asked questions, yeah. And one of the things I wanted to add to what Mark was saying is what's nice about how we did it, when they came in, they literally got the full treatment. They had their hair done. They had the makeup artist come in. We had the makeup artist, you know, do their, you know, makeup, and then we had the sound guy come in and put the mic on them, and so they really felt special through the whole process. And I think too, that was a big part of it. When they got to sit down, they felt pretty. Then they're excited now.
A celebrity.
Yeah, they are a celebrity. And they're very excited because they're like, oh, look, we have this many people looking at us, you know. And so it's very sweet that way, because they get to look at all their likes and all their, you know, all the people that have looked at their, you know, their little mini documentary.
Oh, we'll watch it closely. And it's been really uplifting. Well, one, I'm so proud of it. So proud of what it turned into. What we wanted it to be. People voicing their truth. Honest and raw, and that they were able to do it even with limited communication and you know, limited skills in other ways. Every single one that participated was able to get a good portion of their truth out there, and for it to not be judged or put down or interpreted is a big deal. And we hope that the society in general, our community, and the people who view it, see it for what it is, that this is people, you know, these are people making choices, getting to make their own choices. And to have someone else tell them maybe, oh, we don't really like that. Why are you working there? That's a movement a little bit in our nation. And federally, there's some laws that are looking at these kind of programs mm-hmm. and whether or not they have value. And we know they have value, yes. and we wanted people to hear from the people who go.
I think you've accomplished that, because at least for me, to yes. watch the videos, and it's so interesting to see that that's how he looks at his job at, you know, wherever he used to work, McDonald's or whatever. That's really interesting, because I never would have thought, what's your opinion? How did you like doing that and there? And like that girl, the one I saw today, who just didn't understand why she got laid off. It's like, right. I don't get it.
Yeah.
It's very powerful stuff. We're talking about the questions being asked to these employees, the participants. Just time-wise, did it take all day to get this 3-minute video done, or?
Sure, yeah. Several of the individuals have up to four separate videos, okay. right? And so we were able to find 2-minute, 3-minute contextual elements that work together when you edit them together. So, but yeah, we would allocate 4 hours per interview session, because that's about how much, I mean, everybody's going to be wore out after a 4-hour interview session, yeah. you know? So. Yeah. Yeah,
I think what was really amazing about it, it's probably not terribly often that someone, especially a stranger or someone not from in our little circle at Pisney, asked them their opinion, wanted to know their story,
right.
wanted to hear from them. That's a pretty
And actually takes the
unique.
Time to sit down and look at yeah. them and listen to them and
yeah, make eye
and,
contact.
And smile. Oh yeah, and what else? You know, they've never had that happen, I believe.
Yeah, and Trinity, I think you're right. Anything sort of similar along these lines for special needs people that have done, it's usually like a fundraiser for a foundation or something. So it's all about, look how this great work we've done. I'm not putting that down, but
Right.
No, that's
there weren't the employees, you know, talking about.
Yeah, that's exactly right. It's not about, this isn't about Panhandle Special Needs. Of course, we're there and we support and we love our program. This was their story. And I don't think we've seen anything quite like that.
No.
In the things I've have seen that other people are putting out there. And everyone's trying to make forward motion for people with disabilities. I don't doubt mm-hmm. that. But it's nice to see this spin.
Oh, it's yeah. great.
What so they say. Yeah.
How do you get that to the general public? I know I was included on, because being in the media, I was included on some emails, so it's easy for me. How does the next guy driving down the street
have
access to this?
That's a big question,
that's
right?
That's a $10 million question with yep. anything now, right? Is how do you reach people? So you reach it through, you know, Facebook, we reach it through YouTube channel. You know, we're, you know, if you have more ideas, great.
I have a network, you know.
Yeah.
I am the acting president of a group called Access Idaho. We're the 10 nonprofits in the state of Idaho who provide this particular service, this particular employment service. So I'm networking with those. There's other national organizations, there's Access National and some team, these groups called A-Team, all disability advocacy groups that we're pushing these out to. But we're trying to get more of a nationwide exposure, but, you know, it's difficult.
Yeah.
It's difficult to get people to respond.
And it's a great idea, whoever came up with it, to do a 3-minute video. So, you know, well, it's 3 minutes.
Yeah,
you know, because if you're looking at something and it's a half-hour television episode, it's like, yeah, I don't have a half-hour. I'm going to be depressed.
Nobody does.
Society yeah. is that way now, right? And the other, I was thinking, I also have all of these posted out on my page on LinkedIn also. So just, you know, just different. You just try to think of all the different places you can put it. And that, I think that's the hardest part, is you want everybody to see it because it's so important, and it's important to these people, these individuals. And I think one of the best things I thought we did when we were interviewing them is like what Trinity said and what Mark did, was let them speak, whether it took them 20 minutes to come up with an idea. You've seen them, so you know mm-hmm. With 20 years I've been doing, you know, I mean,
that
thought process is awesome. You know, it's like, because that's how they think, and it's, you never get to hear it or see it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, where do we go from here? You've done what, 8 of these?
Yeah, there'll be, so far there's 18. We're working, there's another shoot coming up to try to finish a 19th one. It's a little more, it's a little different approach based just on the elements involved with it. But we think we're going to have that one, and that might end up being the final one. Then there's one more that if equine therapy starts up again, we'll film some additional footage, and then we'll have a 20th one.
Gotcha. These.
And that was our original thought, was we'd end up with 20.
With 20.
Yeah.
And so that answers my question. I was going to say, where do we go from here? But I guess
we're doing one a week. Every Tuesday is when it posts.
Okay.
And like we all gather around our computer at work in the morning, and when that client gets there that did the video, we highlight them and they get to watch it, and it's an event. It's been uplifting at a time when we could use some uplifting right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's been great for us.
Yeah, it's good.
Loving it.
That's good. And yeah. It seems to me like your employees really enjoy being there.
So much. Yeah. I just, you know, if you've not, you know, one, lived with a disability yourself or spend a lot of time with someone with a disability, it's easy just to not think about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that happens, not that people are being uncaring or anything. It's just not on your radar. And, you know, we try to keep that out there, that for PISNY and the clients we work with, we're there every day, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. When no one's looking, we're still mm-hmm. doing the right thing.
To go toward what you said, all I've experienced there is a strong feeling of camaraderie and working together and achieving. Certainly there's the individual achievement of getting your job done on a daily basis. And in a lot of situations, you rely on other people to be mm-hmm. able to make sure that job is completed. And it just seems to be a very positive working environment in my experience of being there.
And I would imagine they feel safe there as opposed to being out in public.
Huge.
And speaking of being out in public, a lot of these employees, almost everybody out there listening who's been around here for years has, I feel like I know them, but I don't really know them. I've just seen them around, you know, for all these years going, wow, I didn't realize that he had been doing this job for that many years. That's incredible. So it's like seeing these local people. And it's pretty powerful stuff. So Trinity, tell us, if somebody's listening to this today and they're interested and want to check this out, do they go to the website, or what do you suggest to see the video?
They should go to our Facebook. So
okay.
Panhandle Special Needs Facebook. We don't have these posted on our website yet, but they're on their way. And then stop in. We love to give tours. We have our Christmas market up and running. We have our cottage. So and the public's welcome to come in, meet us, see us. It's quite a different feeling when you've seen it for yourself. I think, like Mark's saying, there's a feeling when you're at our facility and seeing what really happens,
mm-hmm.
and it's pretty special.
And also on YouTube at PISNY,
oh, yeah.
PISNY Media, PSNI Media on YouTube. When you look that up, you
yes.
can see all eight of them.
Oh, great. Well, I imagine if you just Google Panhandle Special Needs, you'll find all of
probably,
these links.
Yeah.
And
we
I think
so.
Everybody, you owe it to yourself just to check it out. I mean, just watch one or two of them. It's a couple minutes, and I think you'll really enjoy it. It's great work, Mark and Becky, that
thanks.
You've done
so
here.
Nice
very,
to hear.
Very
thank
impressive.
You.
And Trinity, it's great to have you on the show, and I think we should do this often.
I think that would be great.
Because you do have a lot going on there. I think a lot of people don't realize all the different seasonal things,
yeah.
the events that you have, and fundraising and such. So
oh, I just found
we'll
out more they do yesterday. Every Thursday, you go to the bowling alley with a group of individuals. It's part of the class. It's like, I didn't know that.
Thank you, the bowling alley.
So, am I keeping you from bowling right now?
Not till 1.
Well, it's not till 1. Well, you have 10 minutes to get over there. That'll be ideal. You guys from Panhandle Special Needs, thanks for joining us, and we'll do it again sometime.
Thank you.
Thanks. All right. We are going to take our final break for today. When we come back, we'll be talking about the Winter Solstice Full Moon Gathering that's happening at the Granary District this Saturday. We'll find out all about it right after this.
Merry Christmas from Grunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet. Christmas silver is in stock now, plus they have preparedness and homesteading books and supplies, emergency rations, food storage supplies, ammo and knives, and a new line of ReadyWise foods. There's also great gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else in our area. Open weekdays and Saturdays through Christmas. Located on Triangle Drive, just south of the Kootenai Cutoff Road in Ponderay. Grunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet.
Is your New Year's resolution about saving money? Thought about how much you would save if you got rid of your cable bill? Families in Idaho average $100 a month on cable. Save hundreds every year by doing what so many are doing. Cut the cord. Intermax offers high-speed wireless and fiber packages starting at $65 a month, even in hard-to-reach areas. Call today and cut the cord. Locally owned and operated. InnermaxNetworks.com.
Nothing says happy holidays like winning a big, fat, holly jolly jackpot at the Kootenai Casino in Bonner's Ferry. We'll have daily super progressive jackpots waiting under the tree, giving you the chance to spin and win big bucks every day in December. Our midweek room rates are just $79 a night in the Kootenai Falls Lodge or $99 a night in a spectacular Riverview room. We'll even throw in breakfast for two, making this the perfect December getaway. The Springs Restaurant will be dishing up our famous $11 lunch and dinner specials, or you can opt for our amazing $10 all-you-can-eat salad bar. December is the perfect time to book a holly jolly jackpot getaway. We have the games, we have the rooms, and we have the winning. To book your stay, call 888-YOU-ARE-LUCKY or visit KootenaiRiverInn.com.
Being a teenager is tough.
There's the constant pressure to be liked.
Endless worrying about college.
Cyberbullying, high expectations, all the negativity.
There's no question. Being a teenager is tough. And what do Idaho's teens do when they want to block out the noise and clear their heads?
We play! Yeah.
Research shows that teenagers who participate in high school sports have lower stress levels, more confidence, and greater self-esteem. And then there's the biggest benefit of all.
High school sports are fun.
Not just fun.
They're a lot of fun.
Encourage your teenagers to participate in a sport or activity when they go to high school. They'll stress less and smile more. And they'll be laying the foundation for a happier, healthier future.
This message presented by the Idaho High School Activities Association and the Idaho Athletic Administrators Association.
97.1 FM, 1400 KSPT, and 1450 KBFI.
All right, we are back. Our final segment for today. Brietta Leader is with us. How are you?
I'm good. It's pronounced Brita.
I knew I was doing that wrong, but I had nothing to base that on.
It's fine.
Brita.
Yep.
Got it. Brita, what do you do?
I own, well, there's layers. I own Embody Center for the Healing Arts. It's a studio that's got both dance and yoga and massage and all kinds of different events and educational things that go on there. And so within that, I teach a movement form called Wild Core that I developed, and I also am a massage therapist.
That you developed?
Mm-hmm.
So were you like formally trained or anything? Or did you...
Oh, yeah, at different levels. Definitely growing up was the traditional dance technique and things all the way through college, and then later in... After college, I got into more of the healing arts through movement, and I taught Nia for 15 years here, and Soul Motion, and that combined with all the other things I was studying through massage and some shamanic work, Wild Core was born probably almost 7 years ago.
Mm-hmm. I'm a huge fan of massage. I have a very bad back. I just love it. It's the only thing that makes me feel good, and then I have to keep going. To keep it up. People who do massage, how often do you suggest that they come and see you?
It depends on if they have certain issues going on specifically. Sometimes once a week. And then I like to integrate some of the movement, because the Wild Core is a movement form. I don't know if you caught that. It's not a massage form. So just to be clear.
Yeah.
And so there are times, you know, a lot of times once a month, once every 6 weeks, I recommend for people who just want to stay up, you know, with upkeep and not have some of those bigger issues come back and haunt them.
Good to know. You are here today to talk about the Winter Solstice Full Moon Gathering.
Yes.
It's this Saturday outside in the Granary District. We're getting more snow today than was anticipated. What are your weather provisions for Saturday if it's nasty?
Well, we have a plan A and a plan B, but most of them for the people are outside. Matchwood will be open with serving their normal menu. And so that's a good place to warm up. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to have fire pits all around, probably about 4 to 6. And we're recommending to wear your favorite fur, fake fur or snowsuit. I'm calling it a performing arts adventure. Really just led by Mother Nature herself. Mm-hmm. So I think we're a hardy bunch.
Oh, you have to be to live around here.
And I think everyone's kind of excited about enduring just a gathering outside. Because I think if it was inside in a big venue, there would even be more hesitation around just staying healthy in general.
Well, we used to have the Canine Keg Pull there, and that was a great outdoor event, and it was always freezing.
Totally.
But really, really fun. So what happens at the winter solstice? Is it music? Is it dance? Is it all of the above?
Yeah, it's a combo. So there are going to be two different times within the evening where there'll be live performances of dancers. We have a tribal fusion belly dance duet and some fire spinners and friends. Followed by Morgan Douglas is a ballroom dance teacher here in town. He teaches at Embody. And I think he's going to be teaching everyone a little bit of a Latin flavor move. You know, easy enough for us to catch on in our big boots, in our
circles. Yeah, I was going to say, so you're all bundled up outside
busting
Saturday
some
evening and you're taking dance lessons.
Just a little bit. It'll be while the other band is setting up. So there'll be, it's... Headwaters is the band, but many people know a few of the members as Beargrass.
Oh, yeah, of course.
So I wanted to put that in there. So they're kind of changing a little bit. So Beargrass will kick off the evening, followed by those performances I just talked about. And then a band from Portland. They're called Cedar Teeth. And on our website, you have, there's an option to listen to them and see what you think. After they are complete, then we will have a solo by Julie Wise, so belly dance, and then it will be a slideshow from Woods Wheatcroft Photography. I'm not sure if you're familiar with him. He does a lot of lifestyle shots and playful.
And the slideshow outside?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Everything's outside. And then the Gypsy Divas, which is a dance troupe I've had for about 14 years. A lot of people have seen us, are going to do a glowing orb dance. And then we will all be dancing, hopefully, to DJ Frost Freeze, otherwise known as Ricoletta. And he really gets everyone inspired to move it and shake it.
Rick calls himself DJ Frost Freeze.
Don't you think it's appropriate for a party in winter solstice?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, it's not exactly the winter solstice. We realize it's on Tuesday, but the full moon is actually Saturday.
It is. So, be a really fun evening from 4 until 10. Mm-hmm. But like I said, you can go inside, of course, get a beer at Matchwood. Or is Evans Brothers going to be open?
They're going to be coffee? Open for a little bit. Yeah, yeah. They'll be serving a little.
Coffee and such. And there's also pizza or
yep,
other
Mandela
food?
Pizza will be there. They're going to be there through the whole Procrastinators Fair, which is from 10 to 2.
Okay.
In the same area at Evans Brothers. And then they'll be there through the evening. So if you want to come down and have dinner at Matchwood or Mandela, it'll be awesome.
And you want to mention a few of your sponsors?
I would love to. Yeah, I want to just thank Evans and also Matchwood so much for the venue. Also Maddox Farms, Rob Talbot, saying yes to this endeavor and helping me out, bringing some musicians. Wildflower Day Spa, Mount Baldy Dental, Misty Mountain, there's Mountain West Bank, there's Wild Core, Creative Edge Designs, created the beautiful flyer, and let's remember, I think that's about everybody. Oh, I wanted to mention too that there will be a raffle. So we're still earning a little bit of money for the event, and then anything that's left over will go to the food bank. And so we have raffle items from Carousel, Sugar Tooth, and Creations from the Cedar Street Bridge, and also Evans Brothers has a little basket to be raffled off.
And don't forget DJ Frost Freeze. It's going to be a lot of fun. I live 2 blocks away, so I am going to bundle up and walk down and check this out. It's the Winter Solstice Music and More at that live stage, you know, about halfway in between Evans Brothers Coffee and Matchwood Brewing. It's going on from 4 until 10 this Saturday. great to meet you and have you on the show. We'll do it again sometime, but we're out of time right now.
Okay, thanks for having me.
Yeah, anytime. That's it for today. Actually, that's it for me for this week. In fact, I'm going to take next week off. I'll be back after a while. Till then, I'm Bob Witte, and we'll see you later.